So I just got finished showing Bill this video of this kid.
If you can call it a video.
Yeah. He doesn't sit through fucking videos with me. He always gives up halfway through. So me and him behind
the scenes. It was only 2 minutes long. Yeah. I think I was out at 40.
Yeah, 45 seconds. So we do a lot of behind the scenes talk, obviously, to get prepared for episodes. So we just got
BTST.
Yeah, that's what
Wait,
we do.
BTST? BTBP.
BTBP.
BP, BTST, Behind the Scenes Talk.
Yeah, with BTBP.
Podcast. The podcast?
The podcast.
Let's do where we talk about our bonds.
Just go over it. My segment would be really disgusting.
I want to talk mostly about my butthole.
So we go in this video, and it's this kid that has Down syndrome, and he wants to become an MMA fighter. And he was supposed to fight a guy with cerebral palsy because it was supposed to be an even matchup. But they took it down. They were like, no, you can't do that because he has Down syndrome or whatever. And Bill was just like, I wouldn't sanction that fight.
I would, no. That's so, because you texted to me like, hey, like, look at this. Like, you sent me the link and you gave me the brief. I didn't click the link.
Yeah, obviously. You never
outline. Do. I was like, no. What are you talking about? I mean, not talk about it, but as far as you were like, I think they should let him fight.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't know, man.
Why not?
I'd be afraid that he'd go down for the count.
Yeah, that's what you go get into. You know what I mean? Like, his dad and him signed up for it. Like, that's what you get into. Whatever you sign up for, you get your own. You make your bed, you lay in it. Who cares if he has Down syndrome? What do you want him to do? He really wants to fight.
So this is the first thing I thought of, right? Yeah, you sign a petition, do what you got to do, get this kid in the ring. Then when he goes down, right?
He's already had a fight.
What?
He's already had a fight.
Who'd he fight?
This kid that was like the same height as him, weight and everything, but he didn't have Down syndrome. And he lasted 3 rounds of him. He got biffed in the face, he got taken down, and they
so
asked him.
So this guy punched, so this is, what, did you fight him? You're about the same height. Did you? Did you
this kid, no, this kid beat the shit out of me.
Have you beat your second mentally challenged person in your life?
I know.
So you, of course I'm you sanctioned. You're like, I'm gonna go pro. You're like the Andy Kaufman, but instead of fighting women, you fight mentally challenged people.
Mentally challenged.
It's just fucking, dude, that's your gimmick. It's like, you're like a gimmick.
I'm a walking gimmick.
So, all right, the first thing I thought of is that this kid goes and fights, and the fight gets sanctioned, and then he fights. Then he gets fucking tooled up.
He got tooled up in his first fight, and he didn't want to quit.
But I mean, like, bad.
I don't know, man. See, if you watched the video, you would have seen it, but you had to fucking give up on it.
Put me in the octagon with this guy.
Yeah, you'll fucking probably kill him.
Well, yeah.
You know what? Weight class.
2 minutes and 1 man lead. I'll drop weight to fight this kid.
Bill's at an anemic 98 pounds to fight this kid.
Throw me at him. Just gonna be thrown on top of him.
You can't even fucking breathe. You're just like, let's go.
Well, this, you know.
Teach you a lesson.
But what if he gets hurt? And now all of a sudden the question becomes, who let this kid fight?
The dad takes full responsibility, and he even says
it's not up to the dad, though. The dad. All right, I'm gonna guess where this is.
Where do you think this? Yeah, what state?
I'm gonna take a wild stab.
What state do you think this is in?
Florida.
Yep.
It's in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the father number one probably has Down syndrome as well. He has Down Florida syndrome.
He might have a mental issue.
He has Down in Florida syndrome. So. He lets the kid fight, but then, like, there's a ref, there's the people that own the league or run the league, there's officials. Like, it's not just, like, the dad wants to do, like, a street fight, like the Jackson 5 movie. Be like, get my son, get the gloves. Just, like, fucking get into a neighborhood fight. He wants him to, like, fight as a part of an organization. You just can't do it. What if a kid wanted to play football? Would you want to let him play fucking NFL football?
If you really wanted to.
Try out?
Yeah.
You want a red shirt and put him on the recon team?
Doing MMA, like, shows so much discipline in the end. The kid signed up for it. He trains for it. He trains hard. He loves doing it.
Here's where I go. Dude, make the kid, let him train. And he's probably some savant that he's probably good at it. Like, if he trains enough.
Right.
Why isn't that good enough? Why shouldn't the...
Because he wants to fight. It's not like the dad's like, oh, you have to fight now. The kid's like, I want to fight somebody.
Yeah. You know, I'm really not familiar with Down syndrome, like,
Yeah, there's definitely, like, obviously, like, there's different shades of it. And some people are more with it. Some people have it more aggressiveness. And,
More aggressiveness.
More aggressiveness. It's more aggressive. But I'm all down for it.
So he has an aggressive style.
He has an aggressive style. No, I'm telling you.
Cinema or fighting?
I'm going to put the link on with the Podomatic site and watch the video. And he goes up. Because it's funny because the beginning of the fight, you usually put your hand out to shake hands in an MMA fight. And that the kid that he's fighting tries to do it. But the kid with Down syndrome, Garrett, he doesn't do that. He tries to go for a punch, so the dude's like, fuck it, and fucking blasts him right in the face. Kid doesn't even faze him.
Okay, so there's the first problem. You don't get the fucking rules. You're supposed to go and touch gloves to show a clean fight, and then the Down syndrome guy fucking throws a dirty punch.
No, he doesn't throw a dirty punch. He's just going in for the fight, and he notices that he's not going for the handshake. So the dude cocks back and just blasts him in the head. Like Garrett, the kid with the Down syndrome doesn't go in for the dirty punch. He's just going in to fight. Like he's like, I don't. That's like an MMA. You don't have to shake the guy's hand. You can just go in. Like fuck him. You're fighting a dude. You don't need to shake hands.
Yeah. You don't have to shake hands.
I'm just saying, he gets biffed in the face real hard.
And what's the weight class?
And the mom, I don't know. But the best part is, that so the next fight they're trying to do, it's a guy against with cerebral palsy to make it even.
Hold on. That's apples and oranges.
I know, but like, it's not like they're making it even, because the first guy they fought, he was just a normal dude.
Did he win?
They both won.
No. So what's wrong with this other guy? This guy's claim to fame is that he fought the Down syndrome kid?
Pretty much, he was just.
Do we keep saying Down syndrome kid? It's so long, and I just want to.
Well, his name's Garrett.
I want to say retarded kid, but like, yeah. It's so against the rules.
Yeah, it is. I don't. That's another thing. That's another topic we'll probably get into. But no, he's fighting a kid with cerebral palsy, and his name's like the Cerebral or Cerebral. I can't even say
Cerebral?
That.
Cerebral
Assassin. That's his like fight name, and he's got cerebral palsy. I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
Wait, so what is that? What was that hand motion? You think
the Josh Blue hand?
So that's when you have one hand. That's see.
I think. I don't know, man. I'm down to sign the petition. Watch that.
Yeah, you'd be like Bieber coming out with Mayweather. You'd be his corner man. Like,
let's go.
It'd be a bunch of memes. They're like, who is this fucking knucklehead dressed like an asshole? Coming out with Garrett.
So
Garrett or Garrett?
Garrett. Double T, two T's. So the thing is, Garrett, if that really happened, if I came out with Garrett.
So he has two T's and two X chromosomes.
Yes. He would be the mentally challenged kid, and I would just be the retard behind him. Like, let's do this, you know what I mean?
He'd be the Down syndrome kid, and you'd be the retarded kid.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thing. Like, Down syndrome people aren't retarded to me. They just have. It's like a handicap. It's like anybody with a handicap. You're born with it. It's something that you're born with, and it's not your fault.
Yeah,
a handicap. So you can't make fun of somebody that has a handicap. Like, oh, you're retarded. Like, I don't like that. But like me, like fucking getting butt naked, getting drunk, and like throwing up all of myself. That's pretty retarded.
Yeah.
Like
they used to call him retarded because I think it was like by definition. It was like
it was in the dictionary probably.
Like retarded growth is when something is of a slower growth. So it's like a really generalized term to just be like, well, like. He's retarded. This is off the cuff kind of.
Because it used to be
sure like
it used to be a word that was fine. Like you would say it in the
background. Every word was fine.
Yeah.
Fucking someone was like, this word's not fine.
I don't like it.
I don't like this word. Who the fuck decides what words are fine and what words aren't?
Yeah. That's a good job. He's in a factory where it just come by him. Hold up. Send it back.
Back it up.
You can't say midget.
Midget. I don't.
That's another thing. The midget community. They like being called dwarves now and little people.
Like to be called people from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, dude. It's like I would rather be called a midget.
What's the guy's name from Game of Thrones?
Dinklage.
Cheetah
Dinklage.
Can we call them all Dinklages?
Yeah, you're a big old.
Hey, you Dinklage. You're a Dinklet.
That's like a weird last name to be.
Can we call them Dinklet?
It's such a weird last name to have that
for
that
a height. For a Mudge.
Yeah.
Mudget. I was gonna call him Midget Mudge. And then I tried to bail as Mudget.
Midget. But they say the word midget is like their N-word. Like
what's N-word?
You know, black people the N-word. I don't say that word
because
yeah,
NBA,
you're the man.
NBA-er?
Yeah. Norwegian?
I'm reading a book right now and it's saying the word pretty it says a lot. It's Blood Meridian. Or the Evening Redness in the West by Cormac McCarthy, and it takes place in like 1849. It's a lot of N-bombs being dropped.
Just N-bombs.
No sweat about it.
No sweat off my brow.
Yeah, it's become like, yeah, it's like instead of saying the widget, they're just like.
Radio edit. But we
Radio, Bill just said.
What,
17 times.
What was I trying to get at here?
You want to let a retarded kid fight?
I hate you so much sometimes. That's what you're trying to get to. I'm down for that kid. I'm behind Garrett.
Is that a joke about Down syndrome?
No, what?
You're down for him?
I'm down for it.
If he gets big, I want to get down with it shirts.
I love those shirts. It says like,
Yeah, what's that? I was just thinking of that.
Yeah, there's like parents that give like their kids that have like Down syndrome like shirts. Like, it's one of those like, keep calm, I got two extra chromosomes or something.
Yeah.
Like that. That's pretty good.
It's something that's, I'm not so down, I'm up.
Yeah.
It's something, it's So that's it. The thing that I don't understand about Down syndrome is that they're pretty much with it, but they can't, like, isn't it like emotionally they're confused and then,
yeah, they can't.
Like, they have trouble, I think, expressing themselves, and then obviously, like, physically they're...
Learning disability, too.
What was the goddamn movie? It was called The Real... The Grind Reel? The Crash Reel? It was about the snowboarder who crashed and, like, got a severe traumatic brain injury. I forget the kid's name. I wish I could remember right now. But I watched it a while ago, and his younger brother has Down syndrome. And then this kid got injured, and he's got, you know, like, severe effects from TBIs, and he just, like, he wants to snowboard again. Is this familiar with you at all? Crash Reel. I think it was called Crash Reel, but it showed this... There's one part about...
Someone will figure it out and send it to us.
It basically just made me cry, because it was the younger brother who has Down syndrome, like, and he's like, I get so frustrated sometimes, I gotta go in my room, and, like, I just cry, and then I, you know, then I have to toughen up, and, like, I come out of my room. But it was just tremendously sad. I just sat there crying.
Yeah, you finished the movie, I don't want to do anything.
I do it at work, I was like, shut up. Drove like 20 miles an hour on the highway, you know what I mean? Just like really bummed.
Just listen to Gary Jules.
it was a Jules song. What's Gary Jules?
That song from Donnie Darko. And I think it's kind of funny.
Great. It's a Hockley.
There it is. Great ref. But no, with the words, it's like we just live in this world now that like people are just afraid of everything. It's like you can't say that, you can't do that, you can't do anything. You just can't say anything or do anything.
You can't say...
We live in a perfect world. Nothing is...
Do you want to say this? Do you want to say every word right now?
No.
That you can't say? See, you're too afraid to do it.
No, because there's no fucking point. Oh, I'm a badass because I can say these words on a podcast.
No, hold on. You're not a... Hold, badass? You should get one against everything you just said. You're like, well, it's being censored stupid. And
yeah,
like,
but it's like...
You're not trying to be a badass by saying a word that everyone fucking says.
But what's the point?
What's the point of not saying?
Exactly. So it's a mute point.
It's a mute point.
Get it?
Mute that point.
Mute point?
I don't know. I guess it's just like the... and, you know, it is out of sensitivity to others, right? Because, you know, you don't want to get into some fucking verbal argument with somebody about it. You just don't say it, I guess, because it's easier. I was talking to someone and they were saying, like, it's easier to not say it and then not take the chance of offending somebody. But to me, that's like, it's like an inconvenience to have to censor myself.
Like,
just because, like, you're going to get fucking... Dude, no...
Yeah,
word.
I don't go out of my way to say things so people get a reaction. I just come off who we are. That's mm-hmm. how me and you are. It's like, oh yeah, we could say these words right now, but it's like, I'm forcing it out. If I'm just going to say it, and it happens organically, and someone gets mad at me, I'm going to defend my point.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm being conscious right now to not say it, because, you know, say fucking the three people listening to this, one of them is like, well, that really struck a nerve. It's like, all right, well, I won't do it because it's of your nerves. I don't give a fuck.
I'm worried about
There's
me.
There's not one word you could say to me that would upset me.
No.
No use of any word could ever be like, yeah. If you fucking like verbally assaulted somebody, maybe, yeah. But then, ready, what's the old fucking children's rhyme? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me.
Yes, that's
like
what we grew up on.
20 years ago, that's what we grew up with. Like, that was it. You could say whatever the fuck you want to say, not going to bother me. But then all of a sudden, it's like, words can't hurt, hold on, sticks and stones break bones, and words break spirits. Nobody say these words.
And it's funny, because some people say that bullying was as bad as when we were kids, and I'm like, no fucking way, dude.
It wasn't as bad?
No. Bullying, like on both ends, like, a kid just being like, go fuck yourself. Now it's like kids just like, just shooting their heads off.
Well, you know what I think the big change of that is social media.
Oh, definitely.
Kids, like, remember when you were, like, say, 14, and you, like, the only thing you had was your house and your room, and the biggest the world got was going to school and maybe, like, your grandparents' house if they lived a couple towns over?
Right.
You know, for the majority of, say, city kids.
And now everything's on the internet.
So now, yeah, the world seems huge, and the pressure to be perfect, I think, is even huger. So
send one nude out, that thing's going all over.
Oh, dude, your little titties out there, fucking see ya.
Game over.
Jumping out a window soon. And they do, they, like, jump out, like, some girl jumped out a window.
Like, grisly, like, deaths. Like, it's not, like, people aren't overdosing on bottles. People, like, hanging themselves from, like, their front porch tree.
Man. Because of bullying.
Yeah.
I feel real bad.
I do too, but
see,
it's like...
See, that's where I'd use some fucking serious words for those bullies, man.
Exactly. You piece of shit.
But then what's that going to accomplish? I'd like to smack a kid around off some, like, bully. I teach him a lesson.
Every bully needs to get in the cage.
I'd be a good, strong male, you know,
you'd be a good
role model.
You'd be a good dad. You could be my dad.
Yeah, who wants to get knocked up? It's time I become a dad.
Let me put my seed in you. Next episode.
I'm going to put my seed in you.
We're going to bring a lot of contestants in. Who wants a seed?
Who wants a seed? The bogus seed.
The bogus seed.
It's the boner seed.
Then you'd have a mentally challenged kid and he wants to do MMA. Then what do you do?
What do? I fucking beat the shit out of the guy that gave him that idea. And then I fucking make him play Xbox.
Play Xbox.
And then they, dude.
And he becomes a world-renowned Xbox player.
Yeah. Ah.
Call of Duty.
Dude, he...
Father like son.
Ready? What's he gonna... I mean, not to say I was the best, but... I was the king, dude. Son of Fuzzy was big up on the COD world.
Sorry to cut you off. Where were you going with that?
No, you didn't cut me off. Remember right where I was.
Right here.
No, like, what, so what are you going to gain by letting this, the down, to go backwards now, what are you going to gain from letting this, the Down syndrome kid fight? What's he going to, like, what's he going to get? The disciplines there, and like, you know, maybe the physical conditioning and mental conditioning are there. What's he got to gain by fighting? What's his top? So you're going to let him keep fighting, get a winning record, and then get fucking demolished and end up even more physically impaired?
That's the thing.
That's
like,
what's going to happen. That's your end game there.
No, I think...
So that's what, like, not, the first thing I talked about was the end game, the video of him, like, someone...
Exactly.
The end game, no matter what, for him fighting, to me, is not good.
Yeah, I agree. That's when the father does have to step in, because in his mentality, as Garrett, he wants to have, like, a title fight. And if he's... Like, that's, like, the best, like... Like, if you have a title, like, dude, you're the best. And that's what would happen. But, to like, I agree with you 100%. Like, it can't get to that point, and it's tough to, like, guess that point. Because, like, you're going to get in the ring, and you might get fucking labelled and might not wake up. You know what I'm saying? So, I think with what he's doing and have, like,
exactly
one or two...
Except for labelled.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's...
Like, lambasted?
Yeah.
Biffed?
Biffed. All the, So, I think, like, one or two more fights, and like maybe like give him like a belt or something like that and just end it, but like keeps training, because right now he trains at that gym for like younger kids that want to get an MMA. Like, he's always going to have a job and always have something to do, but I think like you said, I think one or two more fights and call that that.
Hold on, I didn't say one or two more fights, I said no fights.
Yeah, you're against no
let
fights.
This kid spar.
I'm with them doing like one or two more fights and cutting it off after that. That's where
that's
I am.
That's a tease.
It's not a tease.
It's a tease.
He filled what he wanted to do. Give him a belt at the end, and bam.
I'll give him a belt right now to not fight.
Take it off.
This belt, and I'll fucking duct tape some stuff on it. I'll put this brass knuckle shithead thing you bought on it.
Dude, imagine that. Like a belt with a brass knuckle on the end. You whip people with it. That'd be fucked.
Oh, man. Then he'd use that in the ring.
True.
You know, like, you give him a belt. He's like, no, this means I can fight with the belt, right? Because it's like, no, Garrett, you can't. Then he goes to the top because he has a weapon, and no one's like, we don't want to take it away from him. Let him fight with the weapon.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, so the end game for the G-Man down there is not good.
No.
I don't think.
It's just typical Florida, dude. I love it.
Dude, Florida, oh, man. That's
I love how you nailed that.
Screams Florida.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Florida's a bizarre
spot. All bets are off. But again, I don't think I mentioned this. You know how, like, there's, like communities or whatever, like the Down syndrome, like whatever they're called, they're for it. They're not against it, obviously. They're backing Garrett.
Who, a bunch of other people with Down syndrome are for it?
No, like the
or like the
like the higher ups, know? Like fucking like how
the not so down.
What's the word I'm looking for PETA? Like, no, PETA, like, obviously it's not run
are
by
you
a bunch of
people with Down syndrome animals.
No, I'm just saying that PETA is like not run by fucking animals. It's run by fucking people that are for that cause.
Yeah, liberal shit dicks.
You shit dick. I got none of mine.
Tim is chugging water, dude. This,
I know.
This water.
I saw my fucking my hiccups. I had hiccups right before the episode, and I just
yeah,
chugged
how'd you stop
water.
It?
Just chugged water, and you called me out on it, and I stopped laughing, and then no more hiccups.
And no more hiccups.
We're a good team.
Maybe the best team. We should tag team
everybody.
Garrett and the cerebral. Fighter, what's his name?
I forget his name, but it's Cerebral Assassin.
Cerebral Paul S. Cerebral Paul.
Cerebral Paul.
Paul Z, like the letter Z. Cerebral Paul Z.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was a good coffee.
And then another story you wanted to talk about is the one...
Yeah.
I thought this was in Florida.
So this... dude, that's Florida all over, but I think it was SoCal. I'm not sure where it was. I think it was Southern California.
Yeah, break it down.
Well, God, it was, you know, it was shared on on Facebook on someone's feed, and it was an 80-year-old guy wakes up in the middle of the night, and this the headline after is, you know, of course, abbreviated, but I'm going to just give you the story rather than the headline, as I read it. The guy wakes up in the middle of the night and finds two people, you know, ransacking his home, and he, I think he encounters them, like, in a hallway, and they labelled him. They break his, like, collarbone and his arm. And he goes and gets a pistol, and they run out of the house, and he follows them and then shoots one of them in the back and kills her. It was a woman, and she was pregnant.
Yeah, they were both running, and I think he hit the girl.
Yeah, the girl. Well, pregnant woman's gonna run slow, and then the guy gives a fuck about her. And so, yeah, takes off. And then, like, the guy, I think he's gonna be charged with a crime. But the whole, so the story, like, the headline's like, 80-year-old satisfied by gunning down pregnant woman. Like, that's what they basically boiled down to.
The media sucks.
Dude, the media's the worst.
It is the worst. If something ever, something tragic happens that you might be involved in, if the media comes up to you, tell them to fuck off. Don't ever let them interview you.
For anything. You know what, dude? If you're getting interviewed by the media after an incident, most likely you are a friggin'... You're retarded.
Yeah, you're a sheep.
They
dude.
Always find they find the worst person.
Oh yeah.
It's all like there could be a big incident, like they could they're like looking through the crowd, like, should we get this guy? Like this guy looks normal. They're like, wait, wake up that homeless guy right there, like bottle of vodka out of his bucket. He's like, I saw it everything.
Yeah, exactly. Because people with a brain don't want to fucking be interviewed by them.
They interview, and it's always the fucking donkey's lady, you know what I mean? It's always somebody you just do not want to hear on the news.
Because it is a crime, I think. Yeah, like you said, because if you're running away and you can't shoot that person in the back.
Well, you're not in immediate danger anymore.
Exactly.
But you're probably pretty pissed at your collarbones.
They tackled him to the ground. They, like, ripped his safe out, beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, yeah, they were going through the safe for cash.
Yeah, exactly. And these two people are pieces of shit, obviously.
So, but I'm reading down in the comments section.
Best part of an article.
Dude, the comment section gets so out of control that it's fucking absurd. If you read the comment section.
I was.
It makes your blood boil.
Yeah.
But so it starts off at someone's like, you know, right away it goes to like a buzz topic where it's like, well, gun control, like, you know, you pro gun people probably say he's standing his ground and all this, and it gets down to some woman said something that just made me like laugh, but it was like just like this like wave of realization kind of washed over me. And it was she says, you know, this isn't supposed to happen in a civilized world, and it's just, dude. People think we're civilized because we live in the United States of America. We're a bunch of fucking animals who wear clothes and walk on 2 feet.
Yeah.
Like, that's... You're an animal.
I concur.
Do you concur with that?
Yeah, I concur.
So this whole... Nothing I read surprises me anymore. At all. Ever.
I think you're right.
Any human can do fucking anything. You don't, like, write down the Jeffrey Dahmer thing. Jeff?
I still tell people that.
Oh, I love it. Dude, you never know who you're dealing with. And if humans are capable of everything. Fucking 60 years ago... You know, 6 million Jews were exterminated in Europe.
And people.
By, like, other humans, not like evil tyrants.
Like aliens.
Like, yeah, like they just, came down like one day. It's like, oh, we got rid of those people. It's like, no, dude, everyone's capable of fucking atrocities.
Yeah.
So this woman's like, this isn't supposed to. Dude, you know what?
How about you go back in your fucking bubble?
I don't care how pregnant you are. You break into someone's house, you might get fucking shot.
That's that just goes back. You sign up for what you're getting into. If you're gonna sign up to fucking go rob an old dude, you're gonna fucking get shot possibly. Like,
you're gonna get shot.
You're gonna have every possibility in your mind when you're doing something out of the ordinary.
But yeah, like out of normalcy.
Exactly. So like him and his wife are like, all right, we're gonna rob this guy and it's gonna go off perfect. Like
Have you ever seen Home Alone?
Yeah, they live in a distorted world. If anything, you think you're gonna go rob a guy and he possibly doesn't have a fucking gun?
And you got just because he's old. Like, they might have scouted the house.
So
they're probably crackheads.
Yeah, exactly. Not even the fact that you let a pregnant woman help you rob, but the woman also didn't say no not to do this.
Well, dude.
I don't give a fuck.
I go right down to the chivalry.
Dude fucking booked it in front of her.
This dude was like, see ya. I'm like, who knows if it's his baby. But
that's
true. Like,
that's
true. He's gone.
He fucking sniffed on her and let it go.
Just, like, took off and let her fucking pregnant chick waddle and just left her behind. That's atrocious.
But how
then? So then, in the comments section, it all goes down to the topic of this guy shooting. It's like it's almost ignored. This person just becomes like a victim. It's like, broken old fucking house, man.
My favorite. But
what are you talking about,
dude? This dude is like on some Clint Eastwood shit, though. He shoots this woman in the back. She turns over. She's like, I'm pretty. He's just like, I don't give a fuck.
And just iced her.
No, he didn't say that. But like,
well, but she did say, don't shoot, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, but he also said that he doesn't regret doing it. That's why. That's like in my mind.
But he don't give a fuck.
Yes,
he's like, I'm 80
exactly,
years.
Exactly, dude. This dude was just like, he's like, get off my lawn. Fucking iced her.
No, he actually said, get off my plane, because he has dementia. He thought he was in Air Force One.
No,
get off my plane.
Imagine if he just kept shooting, like,
bang, bang, bang. No, but so, you know, you gotta feel bad because this innocent baby's gone.
There's tragedy.
There is
an
innocent person.
There's tragedy all the time.
Yeah, dude. But to get back to what, like, really spurred me to be like, fuck today and fuck everybody in today, right? Like, as in this day right now. is just like someone said, this isn't supposed to happen in a civilized world. It's like, dude, we're not, it's not a civilized world.
No.
Humans think we're fucking great. Like, that should, as religion starts to fade, I think people have to just get into fucking line with, like, dude, you know, we're not civilized. Like, religious code kept people kind of in line a little bit,
mm-hmm.
although it caused some serious shit like the Crusades.
Like wars.
And, like, yeah, current wars even. But, you know, as moral code just keeps on evaporating, you're just going to see fucking some weird shit. Like, the next 50 years in America is probably going to be some gross stuff.
Yeah.
As it gets more secular. And unless people get more intellectual, which I don't see happening with the fucking...
I'm staying strapped up when I'm an 8-year-old dude. I'm like, I'm gonna have like a bazooka.
I'm gonna have brass knuckles, man.
Yeah, just always in my fucking... No, you know what I have? I'm gonna have my wallet, and then when I fucking pick it up, I'm gonna go cha-ching, and fucking blades...
Oh, it's a Gatling?
Yeah, and blades come out of the bottom, and just stop fucking stabbing the fuck out of
me. Man, dude, imagine old people... Dude, I'm gonna have a colostomy bag. It's actually gonna be a...
Molotov cocktail.
Molotov cocktail. Exactly what I was going for. And I just can bite it off and let my piss up and just smash. It's just a wet bag.
I love
face.
The I love the cane that turns into a sword too. That's always my favorite.
I love the sword that turns into a cane because I'm a pacifist.
What? I forgot what I was gonna say.
Something important.
Yeah, no, dude.
It's always
this
Tim,
podcast is not important.
Tim, you're always contributing something important. What are you gonna say? You don't remember. Why don't you fucking take notes, you idiot?
I did! This is pretty much the same exact notes you took.
But, like, live notes. You just, like, write them down. Then you don't forget.
I know. But then I can't read my own handwriting.
Yeah.
It's all right. I was looking at this, and I thought it was, like, a popsicle. I was getting excited.
The airheads.
Yeah, we put some airheads. Yeah, it's real quick. How do you eat an airhead? This has to go for everybody that likes airheads.
I think we've already talked about this, but because I have an airhead right now.
Go over it.
You'll see. I'm actually sitting on the airhead.
Why do you do that, Bill?
Well, because airheads are typically, they're too stiff, they're kind of hard to chew on, so when you get them hot, they like goop up and you can roll them up and just pop it in all at once, and I love airheads.
I pulled up in like his car and I opened up like the glove compartment.
It was the glove department.
Yeah, and with a bunch of gloves, but instead of gloves, and it was just all airheads. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, keep them in there, get them all nice and chewy. And he fucking rolls one up and fucking pops like a pill.
Yeah, I love them, I love them. Big airhead fan. Hang out with you, don't I?
Yeah, that's true.
Zing!
You got me.
You son of a bitch.
You fucking crazy. I think I was trying to go back with the whole, like, this isn't a perfect world, and, like, people on Facebook are like, cops, all of them are fucking evil, they all beat up the innocent.
Oh,
I'm like, dude, there's shitty
gracious.
People everywhere. It's like, all right, so, like a bunch of white people fucking rob a place. Like, every white person's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you expect? Like,
hold on, whoa. Back off of white people.
Yeah, dude, they get it pretty bad.
Come on, man.
A fucking middle class
white
man.
White people have been through too much.
Seriously.
You don't? Then bast them on the podcast, Tim.
Never.
Go to my watch. White people unite.
I think that's how it started.
This is amazing. That was the first meeting of the KKK.
Wait a minute, we're all white here.
Hey. Does anybody see a theme? We're all white guys.
Yeah!
This is pretty cool. What should we do?
But there's not like a post, not like a day that goes by, it's like someone posts like a police brutality video. And then like, granted the video's like 4 years old. And I'm like, dude, that guy is still working at a desk right now. That dude's not even being a cop. And people get so upset about that shit. It's like, dude, it's just this world's so shitty and there's so many shitty people in it. Yeah, there's gonna be some people that get through that are supposed to serve and protect, and they're fucking shitty people. But not everyone's shitty.
I always like to relate that to, no matter who you get, whether it's a bartender, whether it's a teacher, or a fucking gas station attendant, you get some dickheads, and then you get some nice people. And, like, that's just the nature of humans. It's just, some of them have good natures, some of them have fucking shitty natures.
Exactly.
So, like, yes, yeah, some shitty-natured people are gonna be cops, and they may beat someone down.
And they kill you.
Inappropriately.
Yeah.
But, as far as, like, whenever someone gets beaten down by a cop, I don't give a fuck. You know what, dude? I've never been beaten down by a cop.
Don't be in that position.
Exactly.
It's not like... it's not
right?
Like,
you get what you sign up for.
Exactly. That's all it is. You get what you sign up
dude,
for.
Dude, you want to fucking run... I don't care who you are. If you're, like, a fucking kid, you're a woman, you're, like, a strapping man, you want to run your mouth to a guy that's trained to fucking serve and protect?
Yeah.
Which also means kick the shit out of anybody.
Serve and protect my foot up your ass.
Yeah, just don't, basically you can get a pretty good, like, gauge of somebody. Like, you know, if I see, like, some big doughy fat cop, like, I'm not too afraid of him. But if I see the guy who, like, this guy goes to the gym 6 days a week, like around a fucking rigorous schedule, probably eats with his like veins popping out of his forearm and neck. I'm like, I'm not gonna. Yeah,
I will take this ticket, sir. Thank you.
I'll go this way.
Like the people that videotape cops like purposely to like get a rise out of them. It's like, oh, you want to get like what 100,000 views on YouTube? You fucking schmo.
Some kind of viral sensation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what I did. I fooled some like dude. People give way too much credit to cops being these like. Like, what was the story? All right, so remember the marathon bomber? Of course, the marathon...
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that. So, remember the kid in Florida that they tracked down?
Yeah.
So, when they were interviewing him, this kid, like, went haywire and, like, flipped the table, and I think went...
Supposedly. Like, there's conspiracy theories.
So, thank you for bringing up conspiracy. Because, all right, so they go... So basically,
I've read like 10 articles on that, and they're all different.
Everyone's, but like the conspiracy is like the government sent an agent of death to his house to kill him and erase the evidence of who actually did the bombings.
Yes,
and it's like, all right, let me break this down for you in real world terms. This is some fucking guy, right, who works for the FBI. It's a fucking dude. One time, a guy came into the bar and he's like, "I'm an FBI agent." I was like, "Oh my, what's going on?" He's like, "I was gonna ask for some takeout menus." And that's, he was like, this is my job, to scout out some, I'm doing recon on lunch places. Like, this was for real. And I'm like, I remember, like, I sat, like, because I always love talking to people. I'm like, what, so you like, what?
Did he show you his badge or anything?
Oh, yeah, he was legit, dude, suited up. He was like, I'm just, you know, we try to get taken.
We're not robots, we have
several places. Yeah, like, so it's just some dude. And I was like, I talked to him, he was about my age. I'm like, how did you get in the FBI? Like, I engaged him long enough
can't
to
talk
like.
About it.
Yeah, he wasn't like, I'm an agent of death, and now you like took out the men in black.
Agent of death. What the fuck? Took out the men.
It's rampant, and I don't remember anything.
You've never seen me.
And then I see him walking. I'm like, who are you? He's like, oh, big, and then runs out. No, but so this is just some dude, right? They're like, all right, go interview this guy. We think he's involved with this fucking mess up in Boston. So the guy goes to the house, and he's like, what's up, bink? He's like, let's talk to this kid. And then the kid goes bananas, and he's like, imagine if someone goes, dude, you have fought, I'm going to use you as an example, you fought a mentally challenged person because they broke into your house.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't fight him, I dope slapped him.
You going to call him a dope?
No, so I had an open hand.
You can't call a mentally challenged guy
God.
Dope.
I'm always up against the wall with you, Bill.
You're not just like,
I'll give you the rope and dope. Like, how do I get out of this?
The me versus you is like Garrett versus like Chuck Knobloch. I don't know.
Yeah, Chuck Knobloch's a terrible fighter. That was the fucking Yankee.
That was so funny. Who am I thinking of? Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell, the Iceman.
Anyway, the Iceman. But so this guy goes to the house, right? And he's the kid goes bananas, and he shoots and kills. Now imagine if it was you, and you work for the FBI, and some guy starts going fucking nuts, and you're like, "Who? Maybe this guy's girlfriend's pregnant." He's like, "I'm getting the fuck out of here."
Yeah.
He's like, "This is just my job." So in other words, what I'm saying is, it was just a situation that just some guy, not an agent of death from the FBI, was in. I'm not like saying I'm pro, you know, I'm not like pro government, like I'm
right.
You know, they've never done anything
There's
wrong.
There's definitely
but it's
loopholes
like
and secrets around.
Yeah, but it's like you gotta take it easy when you're fucking on the internet and you read a story. You can't just generalize and be like sitting in college classrooms. I remember kids would always say the government. I'm like, can you be a little more fucking specific than the most general term you could fucking call anything?
You know, planet Earth.
The government is probably gonna go mainly. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
shut up.
You read one article and you think you're the smartest dude in the room.
Like, as far as conspiracy theories, it would take so many people to not talk about it that I don't have faith in human beings.
You know, yeah, a bunch of people holding a secret. Like, you here's a good example. It's like, you send out a Facebook invite for a surprise birthday,
mm-hmm.
about for like 30 people. There's gonna be at least one or two people that ruin that surprise.
I've recently ruined a surprise.
Exactly. Yeah, you told me about that.
But
you told everyone about that last
week. I told everybody. Surprise parties next week.
That's what I mean.
Happy birthday.
If there was such a, it's like, yeah, we paid these actors to pretend they were dead in the bombing. I'm like, what fucking savage would be like, I'll take that job.
Hey, let's do it. I need some extra scratch.
Yeah, like,
I'm in a bad way.
How was that on your resume? Like, oh, I saw that guy in a movie once. Oh, the marathon bombing.
Yeah.
It's like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
What was I going to, you know, as far as like keeping secrets and conspiracies, right? And like the whole, like, so this, my whole stance on is, it's just some guy. It's not a fucking big conspiracy. Like, you're getting out of control. I look to when they killed Osama bin Laden, right? That one of the most elite groups of warriors, the Navy SEALs, right?
SEAL Team 6.
Dude, that guy wrote a fucking book in like 8 months. He's like, I killed bin Laden. It was just like that. Remember the sketch with, it's fucking wicked funny, Rob Riggle?
I know Rob Riggle.
It was a sketch, and it was like this.
I didn't see that.
You're sworn to secrecy and all this. He's like, no problem. And then it was like he's busting into a bar. He's like, I shot Bin Laden.
Like, yeah.
And he's got like the hamburgers, and he's talking about the hell. Just, you know what?
That's a good. We gotta put that.
That's
up.
All right. So that video, I'm gonna put that up. Riggle, that's a great video. But that's basically. Those guys were supposed to keep the top secrets, and he kept it for like 8 months.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking blue is what? So, all this, I don't even know how he got here as far as conspiracies go. But, oh, well, cops, people ranting against cops. Yeah, people think, like, they're all some fucking, like...
You think, like, walking by a cop, and, like, the way people act like you walk by a cop, he just beat you up for no reason. It's like, There's two sides of every story. It's like, hey, how about you not be a fucking dick?
Yeah. And, you know... As far as, like, it's just the labeling, like, a cop specifically when they beat somebody, that's kind of what irks me. It's like, dude, it's some dude that beat someone up.
It's a job.
Like, if I beat someone up from behind the bar, you'd be like, bartenders are, you know, they've got to be stopped.
Yeah.
They've got too much power. It's like, nah, it's just, like, that guy probably had to come.
Yeah. You sign up, you get what you sign up for.
You get what you sign up for, man.
That's exactly what it is. That is the theme. So what apps have you signed up for?
Segue! Hold on, what do we got? Oh, you want to talk about with the cops? Was I think there should be like tiers of cops. Where like,
what do you
I
mean?
Like there are, but there should be like not even tiers, but like there should be
not
other,
like a sergeant, lieutenant. You're talking about like
this should be government agents. Like I will go the other way on this and be like, okay, you want to see fucking beatdowns? I'll sign up. I want to be one of these guys. You get sent to a place like a leg breaker. You're a government leg breaker, and like when someone's being a shit dick, you just get to fucking tune them up. Like, someone's gonna come to you, like, say you're a dickhead, and like, give me an example of someone who aggravates you, but like, or aggravates, say some neighbor's playing his music loud all the time, cops are called like 4 times, doesn't tone it down, keeps having people over late, like, just a real shithead, not obeying, not respecting those around him. Imagine a government agent just came, and he's like, what the fuck? Throat punch, dude, the kid, he's down on his knees, and then just a fucking boot to the head, and then be like, turn down your fucking music.
Turn down for what?
You're talking turned down.
So you're pretty much talking about like hitmen.
Yes.
Just like
a government hitman to take, cause then dude, so you know what? Imagine if there's a government fucking agency in place, right? Where if you were a rude dickhead, you cut someone off in traffic, you fucking, you know what I mean? Like you're an asshole, you ride in the breakdown lane and then cut in front of me. Dude, someone's gonna knock at your door later and fuck you up.
The hitman, the FBI hitman.
The unfortunate thing is you couldn't do it because it would get out of control and the power would go to the wrong people's heads. And
then stop videotaping it. People would be
No, you could videotape it. It's like, well, I had it coming. You know, Larry had it coming.
Yeah.
He's not going to kill you.
He's just going
to train to just really hurt you. Maybe we can get Garrett involved.
Yes. Garrett. Comes, that's his job.
It's the G-Man. Dude, a different kind of G-Man.
His name's G-Money. It's his nickname.
G-Man. It's a G-Man. I don't know. What do you think about that?
What, fucking FBI hitmans?
Am I out of control?
is that kind of weird?
That's real.
Okay. I can't even take you seriously with those fucking sunglasses on.
What sunglasses? I have rim glasses.
You look like a stretched out Buddy Holly.
Hey, Buddy Holly was pretty tall. No, well, you gave these to me. See, all right, ready?
That was the episode, I think we did Bill and Ted. I think that was the episode, because you gave me that, and we watched Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure.
No,
Excellent Adventure. Yeah, that was the same episode I gave you those glasses because you gave me that as a gift and I gave you those as a gift.
And then I want to respect the gift. And this broke, so the lens fell out the other day. And then I popped this one out so that I could wear this and show you today that I still respect your gift. I'm not going to wear these in public. This is just for you. Like, this is not how I'm.
Oh, Hiccup Sim. Well, I respect you that you respect it.
Hey, stun.
Stun it out. It's funny because you can buy off the Sun website, you can buy like glasses like that are just glass. It's like, I don't ever got that fad. NBA players do it in interviews. They just wear glasses. They wear glasses.
NBA players aggravate me in general.
And just glass.
I'd say, you know what, dude? I'd send a few.
FBI hitmen to LeBron's house?
LeBron, he'd get tuned up. You might have to get a few Garretts involved, but
yeah.
He'd be fucking. Stop being a shit bum.
Yeah, he'd be a real shit bum.
How about Ray Rice? Right? That happened
today. That's what I wanted to talk about.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
Dude, you're the man. We're on the same level.
Dude, how much
Molotov cocktails.
Man? Can you? Yeah, dude. And Ray Rice. Molotov cocktails.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Ray.
So Ray Rice got, what, two game suspension.
Yeah.
For fucking knocking out his fiance at a casino. And the video is great. Like, he pulls her off
the
elevator and he's just like, what? I don't know what happened.
He's like, I think she got vertigo.
Yeah. And then on the other spectrum, if you do PEDs or get caught with like weed, you get 4 games.
So the NFL is pretty much saying, you can smoke some weed and get four games. But if you had a woman, hey, don't worry about it. It's only two.
Well, why are they suspended him?
Because he beat his wife. Because it's like you're working for, it's like a job. You work for the company NFL.
Okay.
And if you're like
tainting
the company.
Where I was going with that was it's up to the law to be like, all right, you should serve 30 days in jail. The NFL, like, to that. So right there, right, dude, who gives a fuck?
What do you mean?
What the NFL does. It's a fucking game. It's a boys' game played by men that we all take too seriously. Oh, chill the fuck, dude. Let a cop, government agent, Ray Rice's. Mr. Rice, yeah, what?
Oh, my throat. I can't run.
Because that's how the G-Man knocks on the door. It's a knock on the door and then a swift. Adam's apple just gets a little. Like,
but I agree with you. It is like a kid's game that people get like crazy over. People like fighting other
people
with
different teams. They have special gloves.
I'm sorry. They're just fucking crazy. People are crazy for that shit. But as a job, that's what their job is. But like, just two games of beating up a woman, it's like, dude, they should like.
That's a bit excessive. I agree.
Excessive. You're insane. You're insane.
What did Joy do? She probably put a fucking jab in his ear.
She probably put herself in that situation. Don't get into something you didn't sign up for, you know?
Dude, yeah. You know what? You want to get an elevator with the fucking, or with a professional athlete
that's and drunk off his ass?
His fucking throat? Get, dude.
But I disagree. I know where you're coming from, but I think they should get more games. That's what they do. That's what they get paid to do. Fucking don't pay them. Fucking give them a year off.
You know what they should do is suspend, they should suspend Ray Rice's offensive line for two games.
I like how you're doing that. You're going a different approach.
You want to beat a woman? Now you're going to get treated like a woman by the fucking toughest guys in the NFL. Defensive lineman.
No. Even better, he has to play without any pads or helmets on.
Even better, right?
We kill him.
Ray Rice sentenced to death by the NFL. Dude, Hockley's definitely the fucking, he's the hangman.
Executioner.
Yeah. But he'd take his fucking hood off. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Who knows?
I'm like the guy from Braveheart. That's a hockey.
Good movie.
Good ref.
Solid record.
I know.
Ray Rice dead. How would they kill him?
Fucking beheading. By a woman.
Oh. The twist. A woman cuts his dick off.
And feeds it to him.
Ooh. And then cuts his head off with his dick still in his mouth.
And then he takes his sunglasses off. Passes the next.
They've got no lenses. Why was I going to talk about the Ray Rice?
I think you were just talking about like how it's cool to beat up women because you love beating up women, right? Is that what you're saying, Bill? Is that what you're saying? You like beating up women?
Okay, in this room, who's hit a female and who hasn't? Yeah, so
she had it coming.
No way.
I hit. That wasn't a woman. It was a girl, and I was a boy, and she deserved it, probably. Mm. I'm still gonna find who that girl was.
I would just let it go.
No, I want round two.
I've been training.
The rematch.
Chugging wood. Do you get fucking destroyed? She's probably some big,
I get fucking dinged up.
Some big chick.
I'm just good at the rope-a-dope, though. Fucking.
Is she gonna go right for your nuts?
That's true. Cup.
Street fighting? Street fight, right? You get in a fight at a bar, right? This actually always scares me. Alright, so say there's someone who comes after you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have the reputation for not backing down. Like, they're gonna keep fighting.
Like Tom Petty's playing. And I won't burn.
Don't
down.
Come around here no more. So say you gotta fight them, right? Say you get the best of them. When do you stop?
When someone pulls me off, bro. But they can't.
What if no one's breaking it up? This is why I don't like fighting.
Yeah, when they get like the dino arms, I guess. And like, when they just fucking not even moving. I love the dino arms.
when they do with a horizontal zombie?
Yeah, the horizontal. That's my favorite in the NFL when people get fucking ramshackled. They're just like, they're doing the Bill and Ted.
They're doing the thrill of the ground. But the
they're horizontal in boxing, they're like so trying to fight, they're like they're just all fucking fucked up. That's the brain's crazy.
Oh man, I love when I get a good laugh on this.
Oh man,
but like if you gotta keep fighting, like what if you gotta kill him?
You have to kill them?
Right, then you're going to go to jail, then you know.
Well, if it's in self-defense, you might not have to go to jail. But
I think if you kill somebody in a bar fight, no matter what, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah, because you're both going to have alcohol in your system.
Yeah, well, blowing the plush because you killed the guy.
Oh, yeah. That's... I was drunk. It's like one of those excuses. Oh, I did it because I was drunk. Yeah. I didn't.
What do you do?
I don't know. Why?
Were you stop?
Why? Did you see this happen?
I see plenty of bar fights downtown, but then you see, it's sad. Like, I've backed down from plenty of fights. Not like batting down in like the womanly way, but like, I'm like, you know, okay.
I'm good, man.
You,
thanks.
Like, you, yeah, you're okay. We'll do, you don't do this. We're going to be okay. Because you get a, like, basically, well, number one, I'm a big guy, right? So if someone beats my ass, probably a smaller guy. Then I'm the big guy that got beat up by a small guy.
Right.
The other side of that coin is that I'm like, I just destroy this kid. And then what if I hurt him?
Yeah.
That would suck.
Ends up in like a coma.
Yeah. What if I get hurt? What hurting somebody to me is just as scary as getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because of like the law. I'd be afraid of like the repercussions.
FBI hitman. That's me sending in.
Come on, throat punch yeah. city, dude.
I'll get you later. What's your address?
Ding dong.
I'll fight you. What's your address? I'll come to your house.
We're doing this later.
Yeah, do this later.
Yeah, throat punches, man.
Ripping throats.
Ah, oh, MacGruber. MacGruber would be a good FBI agent.
A great FBI agent. Oh, yeah, I was thinking about MacGruber today. Yeah, this is a little thing I've been meant to ask you. Your Snapchat stories are always like 3 seconds, and I never have enough time to like download in my brain what's going on in your Snapchats. They're always so quick.
Like what?
They're like 3 seconds. I like hit it, then I'm like, what is it?
Did you miss it?
I miss it because it's so quick. You know how like there's a timer you can put on for
yeah.
like, how long you sit? You do it for like 2 or 3 seconds and it's like wicked quick and I'm like...
Oh, the picture.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like you'll do like a snap or a story and I'm just like...
Get. Should I go longer?
Maybe like 4 seconds or 5 seconds.
I do usually 4 or 5. If it's a quick one, I just do a quick one.
Yeah. But I can't enjoy it if it's that quick.
Yeah, well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. This is maybe...
I got plenty of time.
If you watch my Snapchat stories, you've got plenty
of time. I think I made up to 250 seconds of Snapchat stories.
Yeah, that's what I... You know, some people have just fucking long, like, all 90 seconds, and it's like, well, you know...
It's good bathroom breaks, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
you're on the toilet, that's what I love.
That's when I send my Snapchats.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Blurry. You sent me some fucking brutal bathroom Snapchats.
We don't get to discuss.
And I've done the same.
You've
hey,
never
we haven't had our fun.
No, one time, I think we went up to assembly, and I had a buffalo chicken quesadilla, and it just turned me into a... I, like, melted. Turned me a fucking liquid, man.
Just like when they get, like, that scene in RoboCop, and the guy gets fucking melted from the fucking sewage.
Because I just said it to you. This is melted.
No, nice.
So I got you pretty good because it was, yeah, it was a, like right when I took a shit, I Snapchatted it.
And it was like sideways, so I didn't know what it was at first. And because it takes me like a second to download something, I'm just like, ugh. And I didn't stop. I always watch. I go through.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah, I just, it's like,
is that a ball sack?
Do this move like far away, like, ugh.
But then the best is you sent one right back and you were like, you could tell you were walking and it was just a disgusted face. And all I said was, dude. Did you get that? You had that turtle.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I usually send with me sitting on the toilet and just blurring up my dick.
Yeah, you blurred your dick today, mm-hmm. Or maybe last night, but it was very
yellow.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Little yellow
dick blur.
Yellow dick blur.
Yeah, yellow dick blur.
I'll do a dick blur later for you. How about
yeah.
that?
What's a dick?
Because I'm gonna take a shit right when we end this thing.
Yeah. Did you have an app we want to talk about? And this.
Wait, we kind of were thinking about. Getting on apps.
Yeah, because we're big iPhone people. It's the world we live in.
It's the world we live in.
You get what you signed up for. I signed up for an iPhone. Got to download some apps.
Gee, man.
Yeah, dude. So my app of the day is this thing called Twitter.
have you heard about this?
Have you heard about it?
No, you know what I've been using lately a lot is this Waze app, which you definitely told me about, I think.
It's definitely better than Google Maps, because what Waze is different is it's like a community of people updating traffic.
It's user generated. I think it tracks your GPS and will, like, if you're going 25 miles an hour, it's like, all right, well, this guy's traveling 25 on this road at this
yep.
time. If 4 of the people are, all right, well, then this section of road is 25 miles an hour. Pretty sure it's like user generated.
It is. And the best part is, there has to be guinea pigs for that shit to happen. So, like, there's a guy driving, he's the first one stuck in traffic with Waze. He's like, fuck, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. And the first Waze on site.
Yeah, first Waze are on site.
Well, it's cool because you can notify. Like, say you're on your way somewhere and
you can notify me.
Well, not like you, but I could notify with the app. And then the app's like, all right, someone just reported something on the road here.
Oh, yeah.
If you like, usually there'll be like something on the
yeah.
road and I'll drive by and there's like a rim in the middle of the road.
Exactly.
And if you have it plugged into your, you know, if you have like, say, your headphones in and on. On the app, like the voice will chime in and be like, all right, like our police car up ahead, speed trap, you know, and then it counts down 7, 6, 5, And then when you drive by, if it's there, you can say there. If it's not there, you can say not there.
But another feature on there that you could do, say, like, you were kind of pick me up. Because you're a big guy about this. You don't say how far away you are. You like no, what do you say?
I don't say, I don't tell you 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I tell you where I am so that it's up to both of us to decipher how
much
time.
Waze does that. So if you send me a message on there when you're driving to pick me up, I get notifications of where you are.
Oh, really?
And it gives you an ETA what time you're coming.
That's pretty cool.
So you have to have Waze to do
it. It must track you, too.
Obviously, yeah, because it's a GPS.
But so, could you watch me live map like Uber?
No, you'd have to connect me to watch you, so I couldn't see you like going to like the strip club or something, you know what I mean?
I have never been.
Never been?
Waze, it's one of my Waze favorites.
Yeah.
Are you going to Alex's, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Dude, like reaction gifs on Reddit, there was a good one. It's like when someone walks in the room and I can't minimize the porn quick enough, the dude's just like...
Yeah.
Just like slamming on the keyboard.
I got one time I was watching a VHS when I was a kid. Not a kid, probably like 14, but I was in my room. And, you know, you're jerking off, it's porn. And I'm fucking going at it, laying in bed, and like I hear my mother coming down the stairs. I'm like, just in case, yeah, so I'm thinking, because my room, it's like this little basement, like, closet, it had a door on it, but I'm like, just in case she comes, I'll just fucking shut it off.
Just in case you come.
I couldn't pause it, and I'm like, freaking out, and I'm mashing buttons, and then I just managed to, like, so I got the covers up my neck now, and I'm mashing the buttons, and something hits, and it goes blue screen, and she opens the door, she's like, hey, there's something about, like, laundry, blah, 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 and I'm like, yeah. Blue screen under the covers. She's like, what the fuck?
I wanted to smash the computer if I was ever in that
scene. Dude, it was a TV. This is like 99.
Oh, TV. Oh,
this is like a VHS.
Yeah, 14, obviously.
VHS's are old, man. Yeah, 14. I wasn't from the future.
Yeah.
This is a nice
So at 14, I time traveled. Brought my mom. Started jerking off, right?
Got a
computer got stuck.
Got a portable masturbation thing.
Dude, this is portable. I love the internet, man. I fucking when you look at the guy who invented it, like Bill Gates, I always liked I have this conversation in my head where it's a guy talking to like Bill Gates, and he's like this can calculate, it can connect me to like a friend across the world that could show me this like the infinite stars, and Bill Gates is like, yeah, you know you can get porn on this thing.
Wait,
right?
What?
Yeah, like he's like he invented it and everyone else figured out what it was for, and he was kind of like,
no, but you can do this stuff.
The porn. It's the porn that I made this. People are like, oh, like snood. He's like, snood.
Snood?
I'm talking about nudes, all right? I'm talking about snood.
Snood? Show me some nudes.
Like, revert, put that S in the back. I want up nudes.
Oh, you know, like...
I think...
I got nothing.
You just went Asian.
I think... Jing! Would you just disappear? I would have been... You just did the Bewitched thing.
Yeah. Is that what you were doing?
I don't know what I was doing. If you just disappeared, I would have been so confused.
Hold on. That's an understatement. You would just be confused. You would be impressed.
No, I'd be fucking, like, really concerned. Like, how did he do that?
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good one. I think probably being invisible.
Just jerk off.
Yeah, do whatever you want when you're invisible. Pull a Porky's and, like, look through the hole of the woman's bathroom. Just go to the woman's bathroom.
Hold on, hold on. So you'd be invisible and you'd still look from through the hole?
Yeah, yeah. They won't even know.
Hold on. They'd see the hole.
No, I don't think... invisible?
Why don't you just
know.
Go in the shower?
What? That's true.
Like, if you're
I don't know how to use my powers correctly.
Dude, you'd be invisible and you'd still hide in the... No, you could
just hear me laugh. What the fuck was that?
You could just go in.
What would you be? Have.
I hate these questions. I never have
brought it up.
I know. But that's why I was asking you, because I don't like the question.
I don't know. I see you'd probably fly. I see you as a fly guy.
I could definitely go flight. How many superpowers are there, really?
Oh, it is.
My superpower would that my phone would never be slow.
That's a good one.
Or I could just get
my toenails would be at the perfect length no matter how many times.
Ooh.
I picked them.
Oh, something's fucked up one of my toenails now.
See? If you had that superpower, you'd have been alright.
I can't reach them. They're so far away.
Growing my hair as fast as I want.
Really?
Yep.
How about,
worst superpowers? What do you got? Just rattle them off.
I'd be able to read minds.
Ooh, I think that would fucking drive you insane, though. Like, all right, so you can read minds, you can pick when you want to read it, or you just hear people, like, what women want? Like, you like what women want?
Oh, no, not like, it'd be, no, ready? How about to sense emotions in, like, or just sense true thoughts. Like, you could tell when someone's lying. Maybe, like, they'd glow blue if they were lying.
So you'd be, like, you had a perfect job, be, like, a police interrogator. Or just an interrogator.
Perfect job would be psychologist.
A magician.
A magician.
A psychologist would be great because they don't have, yeah, because they wouldn't have to talk. You just be like, oh, you got raped as a kid.
Perfect job would be a poker player.
Yeah.
because you can see their cards.
Just go to casinos?
Like, as far as jobs go, because it's financially, you'd increase your status.
You'd make a shit ton of money doing that. Or I'll be the invisible guy, and you just see chips floating away.
I'd have no mind to read.
Yeah, like, why is it fucking going?
What would be, all right, what are the two unstoppable force, immovable object, powers that would go against each other? Like flight versus super strength, you know what I mean?
Like two so opposing.
Say you got a fight, and one guy's super strong, and the other guy's can fly.
Well, how about a guy that can fly, but the other guy can walk underwater without breathing? I'll get you someday.
Wait, you can't talk if you can't breathe.
No, you can breathe. You can do whatever he wants underwater.
Who would make any sound?
It'd be subtitles underneath him. Subtitle man.
But yeah, the other day, someone walked in the bar, and there was the sound popped out like a song played. It was almost like his life soundtrack. That would be my superpowers, life soundtrack.
That was in a Family Guy episode. Was it? Well, he wasn't a superhero, but he was like, yeah, remember that time you had a soundtrack when every time you walked and you were just walking around?
Oh, it's so funny, man. That's the funniest thing I've heard.
Yes, yours is funnier.
Hey, I think you're a funny guy. We should do a podcast.
We should. Wait, this isn't a podcast?
Did you hit record?
Imagine if I didn't.
I think it's happened before.
Yeah.
So I don't have to imagine.
We had a lot. If you listen to probably the first episode up until you listen to the first episode and listen to this episode, probably totally different.
Yeah. We definitely talked about different things.
Yes, talked about different things. I think at one point I played the role of Bill.
Yeah, we were sitting in the same spot, though.
Yeah.
I think I was wearing plaid, too.
Go back to the photos.
I was. I remember it. I remember, I think.
All my photos are just fucking plain old navy tees. I have style.
That is a good style, though.
Thanks, man. Confidence boost.
Chin higher. Well, I feel like this is winding down.
Back to life. Back to reality.
What is that? Is that Everybody Do the Dinosaur? Everybody Do the Dinosaur. Is that the song?
No, it's two different songs. But Everybody Do the Dinosaur would be a great one for NFL hits when they get fucking everybody walking dinosaur.
Dude, I'm kicking up a fight
of us. No, just a whole fucking topic that is pretty much reality. And that's, you never heard that song? You know that song. Back to life. Back to
life. I don't remember that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither. I just made that song up.
Yeah, dude, let's stop singing it. This is Tim.
And Bill.
Signing off.
For the podcast, that's
bogus. Oh, you know what we gotta do? Is that the segment?
What segment? Are we still recording?
Did we just stop?
No.
Hold on, are we still recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, the fortune teller segment.
Yeah, I gotta do that. I gotta call. They already knew that I called because obviously they read minds.
Yeah, don't we want to try to go to a fortune teller and bring a recording device?
There's some places I looked into and they let you record it, but it's way too much fucking money. It's dude, I'm not paying. I want to give some fucking hack $40 to do it.
You fucking put this thing on
and don't even tell them.
Front breast, yeah. Or you like an iPod and just voice memo.
That's true. That's true.
You gotta ask them. No, yeah. We just go in there. We want a dual session.
Yeah, I guess we can do that. I might ask him anyway, because I'd like to have, the real setup, have it, perfect, you know what I mean?
Fuck that, they don't fuck with him.
You like fucking.
You know, Truman Capote wouldn't record any of his interviews, because he thought that the idea, he wouldn't take notes, he had a 98% memory recallability. So he would interview somebody. And
what's his dude's name?
Truman Capote, he wrote In Cold Blood. He was the inspiration for Dill of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, okay.
Harper Lee's good friend. You know what Truman Capote is? It's a great movie with Philip Seymour Hoffman, man.
Yeah?
Called Capote.
R.I.P.
Called Capote.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
But he's got a wrote In Cold Blood, which is a story about two guys that killed the Clutter family in, Nebraska, maybe? But I remember from the movie, he was like, I did a project on him in school, I think. I forget where I read this part or heard this part. But he wouldn't record, and he wouldn't write down, because he thought that the idea of being recorded or the knowledge of the interviewee, knowing their words were being transcribed, it would change.
Be tainted a little bit.
Would change their nature or their behavior.
They actually know you're getting recorded.
Right.
Exactly. Okay.
So then
if you
had a fortune teller and set a fucking mic up, they're going to be like,
Yeah, right.
I did not see this coming. Although I'm a fortune teller.
Yeah. Can we go with incognito names?
Yeah. I'm going to be Tim.
I'll be Bill.
Hold on. Let's think of names right now.
I want to be.
And we got to pay cash, no cards.
Oh, yeah. I did that one time. They're like, "Oh, what name you want to put it under? For a restaurant?" I go, "Tobias." She goes, "Okay, can I get your ID?" I was like, "Yes."
It was at Hingham Beer Works. It was like, because it was busy. Like, oh, we just need a name. Because, like, why the fuck would they have to take an ID? And they're like, oh, we just need to hold an ID. I was like, here you go.
It's my middle name. I used to call, if I can get stoned, like in high school, I'd call Great Job to call in food. And I thought it would be hilarious every time to give them fake names. So I was like, I'd be Herman Munster.
Hell yeah.
Or I think one time I was Frankenstein. And then I'm thinking of there was some kind of a Schwarzenegger name. Herman Schwarzenegger. But like, I just put in names like that. And then I'd sit there in the waiting room. Like that little, when it used to be smaller, that little hall with like four of the people just waiting. And be like, how my monster?
Combo!
I get the appetizer combo platter.
Put two screws in your neck when you're walking out. That's
me. Oh, man.
Yeah, anyway. That segment should be coming up. As well as some other exciting things. We actually have some exciting things.
Yeah, we do, finally.
Probably not, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this airhead.
Fuck yeah, man. Hit me up with the two-tab before we go. It's been a fun... Episode 25, man.
Is it 25
episodes? Yeah, that's fucking 25% of that's 100.
That's a quarter century.
Yeah, quarter century club.
Hit the quarter century mark.
I'll be giving you a quarter of that airhead.
Hey, I'll split any with you, man.
Thanks, dude. Yes. That was like 26%.
I'm a general guy.
Go ahead. Sit on it.